Good morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹平安。
It's my joy to be with you this morning.
很高兴今天早晨能够跟大家在一起。
And it's my privilege to bring the word.
这是我的特权，可以把神的话讲解在大家的当中。
Before we go into God's word, let us go to the Lord in prayer.
让我们读神的话之前，我们先来到主的面前祷告。
Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you as your children.
亲爱的天父，我们是你的儿女，我们来到你的面前。
As a child comes to their father and sits on their lap.
就像是小孩子来到父亲的面前，坐在他的膝盖上面一样。
We come to hear your words and to learn from you.
我们来到你面前要听你说话，要来向你学习。
Your words are precious to us.
你的话语是何等的宝贵。
And the time that we can spend with you is a delight.
我们能够跟你相处的这段光阴是何等的令人快乐。
So give us ears to listen.
请你给我们能听的耳朵。
And eyes to see.
能看见的眼睛。
As we come into your word this morning.
当我们来到你话语当中的时候。
And we pray in Jesus' name.
我们将祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen. Amen.This morning I want to talk about our greatest need.
今天早晨我们要一同来看最大的需要。
What is our greatest need?
我们最大的需要是什么呢?
What is the greatest need of this church?
我们这个教会最大的需要是什么呢?
What is the greatest need of this country?
我们这个国家最大的需要是什么呢?
What is the greatest need of you as an individual?
你我我们个人最大的需要是什么
？Paul talks about this in our passage this morning.
保罗在我们今天所选的这段经文当中谈到这个问题。
This morning I want to look at the book of Ephesians, chapter 1.
今天早晨我们要一同要来看以弗所书第一章。
So if you have your Bibles, please turn there.
如果你有你的圣经，请翻到以弗所书。
We're going to look at Ephesians chapter 1 starting with verse 15.
我们会从以弗所书第一章第十五节开始。
Now the church at Ephesus was a church that Paul was very familiar with.
以弗所教会是保罗非常熟悉的一个教会。
Paul himself had worked there personally.
保罗他亲自在以弗所这个教会工作。
But Paul's been away for a few years.
但是保罗如今已经离开以弗所教会一段时间了。
And so he writes this letter to the church at Ephesus.
所以他就写了以弗所书给以弗所教会。
And it's a letter of, you can see the fondness and the love that he has for the Ephesian church.
当你在读这卷书的时候，你会感受到保罗对这个教会的爱跟关心。
In the first part of Ephesians 1, Paul talked about how God has blessed us.
在第一部分的前面这段经文里头，保罗讲到我们在基督里面得到何等的祝福。
He said that God has blessed us with every blessing in the heavenly realms.
用天上各样的属灵的福分来祝福神的教会。
And so in verse 15, he says this.
到了第十五节他就这么说
For this reason, ever since I heard about your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love for all the saints, I have not stopped giving thanks for you, remembering you in my prayers.
因此我既听见你们信从主耶稣亲爱众圣徒就为你们不住地感谢神祷告的时候常提到你们
That church is always on Paul's heart.
这个教会常在保罗的心中
Every time he prays, he remembers the Ephesian church.
每次保罗在祷告当中，他总是纪念到以弗所的弟兄姊妹们。
He has a great heart and love for this church.
他心中常常挂念，也充满了爱，对着以弗所教会。
And Paul says that he has heard about their faith in the Lord Jesus and their love for all the saints.
所以保罗说，他听见信徒们信从主耶稣，亲爱众圣徒。
Even though Paul has been away for years,He still can hear about their faith and their love.
虽然保罗已经离开以弗所教会几年的时间，但是他还常常听到他们的信心跟爱心。
It's not something that he just knows they have in his head.
并不是他 好像在理性上面知道他们有这些东西。
It's not something that he knows they have just because they are Christian.
并不是他们身为基督徒就应该有的这些元素。
It's not just because they claim to have it.
也不是他们口说他们有信心、有爱心。
Their faith and their love have been expressed outwardly.
他们的信心和爱心在他们日常生活当中表现了出来。
It's a visible and a tangible faith and love.
他们的信跟爱是看得见、摸得着的。
So much so that Paul can hear about it.
以至于保罗都能够听到他们的见证。
And then Paul prays for this church.
然后保罗继续为着这个教会在祷告。
Because you have been blessed with every blessing, I pray for you.
因为你们领受了天上各样属灵的福气，所以我要为你们祷告。
Now we better pay attention to what Paul prays for them.
我们需要好好的看看到底保罗祷告的内容是什么。
The church that Paul loves, what would his burden be for that church?
一个教会被保罗所心爱的，他到底他心中的负担，对这个教会为他们代祷的时候，他想到的是哪些事情？
He wants to pray for the area of greatest need.
他们要为他们所需要的那些地方来祷告。
So let's look at what he prays.
让我们来看看他为他们祷告什么呢？
Verse 17.
17节。
I keep asking that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the glorious Father, may give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation.
求我们主耶稣基督的神，荣耀的父，将那赐人智慧和启示的灵赏给你们。
He prays that they would have two things.
他祷告他们能够得到两样东西。
The spirit of wisdom and revelation.
赐人智慧和启示的灵。
Now in the English, the word spirit is capitalized.
在英文里头，那个灵，单单那个灵的字首是大写的。
This is right because we're talking about the Holy Spirit.
这是对的，因为这个代表着我们所提的这个灵是指着圣灵。
Paul's not just praying that they would have just a feeling of wisdom and revelation.
并不是祷告让他们有这种感觉，对于这个神的启示有智慧可以领受。
He's praying that the Holy Spirit would have a ministry in their lives.
他说祷告的内容是期盼圣灵可以在他们的心中，在他们生命当中能够动工。
That the Holy Spirit would give them wisdom and revelation.
圣灵会给这些弟兄姊妹们有智慧，有启示。
Now wisdom means an application of knowledge.
智慧意思是说你所拥有的知识可以应用出来。
I pray that you would know something and be able to do something with it.
我为你们祷告，我希望你们所知道的可以依据你们的知识可以行在你们的生活当中。
And revelation means God, Jesus, I pray that God would reveal things to you.
启示的意思就是说神希望神祷告神能够把一些事情解明在我们当中。
That is the Holy Spirit's job in us.
这是圣灵在我们心中的工作。
That's his ministry.
这是他在我们心中的工作。
And we need the Holy Spirit to do that.
我们需要圣灵这样子在我们当中工作。
Because without the Holy Spirit, we cannot have that wisdom or revelation.
如果没有圣灵，我们就没有办法有那样的智慧，有那样的启示。
Now, why do we need wisdom and revelation?
我们为什么需要智慧和启示呢？
Why do we need to apply understanding?
为什么我们所知道的事情要应用出来呢？
Why do we need God to show us?
为什么我们需要神来启示我们呢？
Paul says in the last part of verse 17,
在保罗在第十七节的最后一句话解释出来了。
He says, so that you may know him better.
使你们真知道他。
That is the church at Ephesus' greatest need.
这个就是以弗所教会最大的需要。
Paul is saying, I pray the Spirit would work in you so that you would know God better.
保罗说他祷告当中常常纪念他们，希望神能够借着圣灵把启示智慧赐给他们，以至于他们能够真认识神。
Paul's not praying that they would have better programs.
保罗并不是祷告这个教会有更好的节目。
Paul's not praying that they would have a revival.
他们并不是祷告说这个教会有一个大的复兴。
He's not praying that they would have a great emotion.
并不是祷告说这个教会的弟兄姊妹们情绪上非常的亢奋。
He's praying that they would know God better.
他祷告希望教会能够真认识他。
Now, if you're thinking, you may have a question.
如果你们正在思考的话, 你们可能会有这样的问题。
We're supposed to be talking about our greatest need.
我们不是要提我们最大的需要吗?
But this is the Ephesian church's greatest need.
但是这里所提的不是以弗所教会他们的最大的需要吗?
How do we know that this need is also our greatest need?
我们怎么知道以弗所教会所需要最大的需要也是我们的最大的需要呢?
How do we know that we need to know God?
我们怎么知道说我们也需要认识神呢?
If we flip over a few pages to the book of Philippians,
如果我们往后翻到腓立比书,
Philippians chapter 3, Paul says this is his own desire and need.
在这里他讲到保罗他自己本身最大的需要, 他个人的渴慕。
It's not just his desire for the Ephesians.
并不是只是以弗所书，他所渴望以弗所教会的弟兄姊妹所得到的。
This is what Paul wants for himself.
这是保罗他自己本身最大的需要。
Philippians 3:7 says,
腓立比书第三章第七节,
But whatever was for my profit, I now consider loss for the sake of Christ.
不止我先前以为与我有益的，我现在因基督都当作有损的。
What is more, I consider everything a loss compared to the surpassing greatness of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord.
不但如此，我也将万事当作有损的，因我以认识我主基督耶稣为至宝。
All the things that he could brag about, he says, they're garbage.
他所可以以为夸口的所有他所拥有的，他觉得都是粪土。
Compared with one thing.
当跟一个东西来比较的时候,
knowing Christ.
认识基督。
Skip down to verse 10.
我们跳到第十节。
Paul says, I want to know Christ and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of sharing in his sufferings.
使我认识基督, 晓得他复活的大能, 并且晓得和他一同受苦。
It's not just his desire for the Ephesians.
并不是他们，他保罗为着以弗所单单有的他的渴望。
That's Paul's desire for himself.
这个整个渴望是保罗为着他自己也有同样的渴望。
Paul's desire is, I want to know Christ.
保罗有一个渴望就是他要认识基督。
And Jesus himself said, if you know me, you know the Father.
而耶稣他自己说, 如果你认识我, 你就认识天上的父。
So the greatest need that we have is knowing God.
所以我们最大的需要就是认识神。
I don't know what problem you're facing this morning.
今天早晨你们所面对的问题我不知道。
But your greatest need is to know God deeper.
但是有一个最大的需要,每一个人都有的就是更深的认识神。
And for that we need the Spirit to work in our lives.
因此我们需要圣灵在我们生命当中动工。
Giving us wisdom and revelation.
把智慧和启示赐给我们。
How do we receive this revelation?
我们怎么样得到神的启示呢?
It's not praying for an angel to speak to us.
我们并不是只是在那边祷告求神差天使然后突然跟我们说话。
But God has already spoken through his word.
因为神已经说话记载在圣经当中。
That's why this book is called the Revelation of God.
这是为什么我们称为这本圣经为神的启示。
God has revealed himself through his word.
神借着他的话把自己启示给我们。
And God has revealed himself through Christ Jesus.
神也借着耶稣基督把他自己启示给我们。
So if you want a revelation of God, you know where to go.
所以如果你真要知道神的启示, 你知道要从哪里去得着这个启示。
You look to Christ.
你要来到耶稣的面前。
And you look to the Bible.
你要读神的话, 也就是圣经。
so that you can know God better.
因此我们就可以更深地认识神。
Now is Paul just praying that we would get more facts?
保罗并不是在这里要我们好像要多得一些关于神的知识。
No.
不。
Knowing God is bigger than just facts.
认识神是远远超过认识关乎神的事。
We wouldn't need the Spirit's help to get more facts.
我们需要圣灵，我们不太需要圣灵的帮助，我们就可以得到很多知识。
You can find out a lot of facts if you go to the library.
你可以得到很多的知识，如果你去图书馆的话。
Wikipedia has lots of facts.
百科全书有很在网络上的这些百科全书有很多一些常知识常识。
But Paul's not telling us to get more facts.
但是保罗在这里并不是叫我们多得一些知识。
The concept of knowing God in the Bible is deeper.
圣经里面提到认识神的时候，它那个概念是更深的。
It is the difference between knowing God and knowing about God.
中间有一个差别，一个是认识关乎神的事，跟认识神自己。
The same is true as knowing someone and knowing about someone.
我们的关系的建立当中也是有类似的，就是你要认识关乎一个人，还是亲自的认识这个人。
Our parents and our spouses know all about us.
我们的父母，我们的配偶，知道关乎我们的所有的事。
They know us.
他们也认识我们。
My wife knows what I look like when I wake up in the morning.
我太太知道在早上起床的时候我是什么样的样子。
She knows what my breath smells like.
她知道我口中的气味是什么样的气味。
She knows what I had for breakfast.
她知道我早餐吃了什么。
She knows what I wore yesterday.
她知道我昨天去了哪些地方。
She knows where I went to school.
她知道我学校念了哪些学校。
She knows my favorite food.
她知道我最喜欢吃的食物是什么。
She knows my favorite color.
他知道我最喜欢的颜色是什么颜色。
And she should.
他应该是要知道的。
She's my wife.
因为她是我的太太。
So your spouse or your parents should be able to say that about you.
所以各位，在座的各位，你们的配偶，你们的父母，应该知道关乎你的一切事。
I know you.
他们认识你。
I know where you live.
知道我认识你，我知道你们，我知道你们住在哪里。
I know your favorite color.
我知道你的喜欢的颜色是什么。
I know your favorite food.
我知道你喜欢的食物是什么。
I know what you did yesterday.
我知道你昨天干了什么事。
Now let's say someone else says that to you.
让我们再想一想，如果有些人告诉你这些事。
Someone that you just meet on the street.
在街上你突然间碰到一个人。
You've never seen them before.
从来没有见过他。
And they say, I know your favorite color.
然后他跑来跟你说，我知道你最喜欢的颜色是什么。
I know your favorite food.
我知道你最喜欢的食物是什么。
I know what you did yesterday.
我知道你昨天去了哪里。
I know what your morning breath smells like.
我知道你口中的气味闻起来是什么味道。
You'd be scared, right?
你大概会觉得非常的恐慌。
I would start running.
如果是我的话，我马上拔腿就跑。
And call the police.
而且要打电话给警察局。
What's the difference between my wife and that stranger?
那个陌生人跟我太太的差别在哪里
？My wife knows me.
我太太认识我。
The stranger might just know about me.
这个陌生人可能只是知道关乎我的一些事。
But they don't know me.
但是他们根本就不认识我。
And I don't know them.
而且我也不认识这个陌生人。
That's the difference between knowing someone and knowing about someone.
这个是很大的差别。你认识关乎一个人的一些事，跟真正的认识这个人。
Years ago, I was watching the morning news.
几年以前我看一个早晨的晨间新闻。
And it was during the summertime, so the TV station had concerts.
那个是 concerts.
Yeah.
Okay. 那个是因为是早晨夏天的时候，在一大早有一个音乐会。
And they invited this very popular boy band to come and play.
那就他邀请了一个很知名的乐团，然后来演奏。
And that morning, the streets were packed with screaming girls.
那个 早晨那个街上充满了很多的人，而且噪非常的鼓噪，非常噪音非常的大。
And also looking lots of screaming, not so young girls.
而且我听到很多在大叫的并不是很年轻的年轻女孩。
But after the concert, they invited three fans to come to the studio.
然后在这个音乐会之后呢，他就邀请了三个粉丝来到这个他们的摄影棚。
For a special chance to meet the band.
就让他们有这个机会，他们非常敬仰的这个乐团呢，他让他们有机会直接来跟他们面对面。
And they got to play a game.
然后他们可以要玩游戏。
A quiz game.
是一个问答却问答的游戏。
And they ask questions about the band.
然后他们就问有关乎这个乐团的一些问题。
And they had the band answer.
然后让这些乐团的成员来回答这些问题。
And they had the fans answer the same questions.
然后这些粉丝也回答类一样的问题。
Can you guess who got the most right answers?
你知道谁能够得到最多的答案吗？
It wasn't the band.
其实并不是这个乐团他们自己本身。
It was the fans.
事实上那些粉丝反而比这个乐团的成员更了解他们自己。
I was kind of getting a little scared watching it.
我在看这个节目的时候我自己都毛骨悚然。
These young ladies knew where they were yesterday.
这些年轻的女孩这些粉丝他们居然知道他们昨天去哪些地方。
They knew the band members' favorite colors.
他们知道每一个成员他们的喜欢的颜色是什么颜色。
And favorite food.
他们喜欢的食物是什么。
They knew what kind of musical instruments they used.
他们知道每一个人他们所用的乐器是哪一种乐器。
They knew everything about them.
他们知道他们有关于他们的每一件事。
But they're complete strangers.
但其实他们是完全是陌生人。
They knew all about the band.
他们知道有关于这个乐团的，有关于他们的一切的事。
But they didn't know the band.
但是他们其实不认识这些乐团的成员。
And Paul's calling us to move beyond facts.
保罗在这里有一个呼召，我们要从认识关乎神的事。
What you need is not to know more about God.
我们所需要的并不是认识更多关乎神的事。
What you need is to know more, you need to know God better.
我们需要的是更深认识神。
You need to spend time with Him.
我们需要花时间跟神相处。
You need to have a deep relationship with Him.
我们需要有跟神建立一个更深的关系。
You need to be with Him when you wake up in the morning.
每天早晨一起床，你就应该跟我们的神相处。
And when you go to bed at night.
当你晚上要就寝前。
And the times in between.
而且在早晨跟晚间这当中的时间
Paul says you need to know God better
我们都需要常常到神的面前来保罗说我们要更深的认识神
Now he's talking to people that already know God
我们现在是讲到说这好像是这些弟兄姊妹已经知道神了
It's a church
这是一个教会
But he says you need to know God even better
但是保罗在这边讲说使你们真知道他，更深的认识神。
And so he continues his prayer in verse 18.
我们继续看保罗这段祷告从第十八节。
Verse 18, he says, I pray also that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened.
并且照明你们心中的眼睛。
He's praying something similar to what he prayed before.
他这边祷告好像跟他前面有点雷同。
But in different words.
但是字眼不太一样。
What are the eyes of our hearts?
什么叫做心中的眼睛呢？
We can't take it literally.
我们不能够照字面上来解释。
If our heart certainly grew eyes, they wouldn't be able to see very much.
如果你的心里面心脏开始长出眼睛了，你大概也看不到什么东西。
They'd just be able to see the inside of your chest.
大概就是看你的身体里面的一些器官。
That wouldn't help you know God better.
这并没有办法帮助我们更多认识神。
When Paul talks about heart, he's talking about a big area.
当保罗提到心的时候，他讲到的是一个很广的含义。
Not just an organ that pumps blood.
并不是这个器官只是能够把血液推到全身。
Not even just the center of our emotions.
并不是只是我们情感的中枢。
We like to think of our heart as where our emotions come from.
我们习惯于这样理解心，就是我们情感的中枢。
Our feelings come from.
我们的感觉从心发出。
We love from our hearts.
我们爱是从心所爱。
When we love someone, we say, "I give you my heart."
当你爱一个人的时候，你说我把整个心都给你。
But the heart that Paul is talking about is bigger.
但是这里保罗所提的心要广，就含义要更深更广。
It's not just what we feel with.
并不是光光我们所感觉的。
But it's also what we think with.
而且是我们所思想的。
In Eastern society, the heart is where all the thinking happens.
在东方社会里头，心是我们所有的思想的发源地。
All your thoughts and your wills come from your heart.
包括你的思想，包括你的意志，都是从心发出的。
And that is what Paul is praying for.
这个就是保罗所祷告的。
He's praying that your eyes of your hearts would be enlightened.
他说我要照明你们心中的眼睛。
Eyes have what purpose?
眼睛是什么目的呢？
Perception.
认知。
They see.
他们可以看见。
How do we perceive?
我们怎么样认知一个事情呢？
We use our physical eyes.
一方面我们用我们的肉身的眼睛。
But we also use our brains.
但是我们同时也在运用我们的头脑。
Information comes in and we think about it.
资讯接受到我们的脑海里面以后，我们会开始思想的。
We process it.
我们开始进入一个程序。
Paul says, to know God, you need your head.
保罗在这边其实讲的是说，你要认识神，你需要用到你的脑袋。
It involves all of yourself.
其实是讲到我们一个人的全身。
But it first involves your head.
但是第一个最重要的是，开始要你会思想。
And those eyes of your heart need to be enlightened.
而你们心中的眼睛要被照明。
Another way of saying that is, the light bulb needs to turn on.
也就是说，一颗灯泡你需要有电源打开。
There is something that we don't understand that we need to understand.
有一些东西是我们还不明白的，但是我们需要去明白它。
There is something that we don't get that we need to get.
有些东西是我们没有办法理解的，我们需要去理解它。
In college, I studied applied mathematics.
在大学的时候，我主修的是应用数学。
And one of the most enjoyable parts is solving hard equations.
最有趣的是有一些方程式，我要去解那个方程式，我觉得非常有趣。
There'd be something that you stare at for hours.
有些时候你需要看着那个程式要看几个小时。
And then suddenly the light comes on.
然后突然之间好像那个灯泡的电源突然间接通了。
Suddenly again.
突然间我明白了。
I understand.
我理解了。
Everything makes sense.
因此所有的事情就变得合理了。
And I can solve it.
然后我就可以解这个方程式。
We need that kind of enlightenment in our minds.
我们需要那个照明，我们需要那个开启在我们的心意当中，心思当中，在我们的心当中。
There's another thing I studied in college.
还有另外一个我所在大学修过的。
In taking applied mathematics, I also need to take physics.
在修应用数学的时候，我同时需要修物理学。
I enjoyed math.
我非常喜欢数学。
I did not enjoy physics.
但是我不太喜欢物理。
I spent many hours staring at the homework.
很多时候我花好几个小时的时间在看着物理学的作业。
And the homework might as well been written in some foreign language.
这个可能那个题目写的是我所不认识的外国语言吧。
I look at and look at it.
我一直看，一直看。
And I understand the words.
每个字我好像都知道是什么字。
But I don't get it.
但是我就是不明白它到底在讲什么。
I don't understand.
我没有办法理解。
I didn't know how to solve it.
我不知道怎么解决。
And it was so frustrating.
我非常气馁。
The worst part was that I had lots of very smart friends that majored in physics.
问题更糟糕的是，我有很多的朋友，他们对于物理学非常的在行。
And they would pass me by while I was studying.
他们会我在研读的时候，他们会从我身边走过。
And say, "Hey Dan, what are you studying?"
他们会说，哎 ，Dan， 你正在读什么呢
？It's my physics.
我会跟他们说，我正在读我的物理学。
I just don't get it.
我就是没办法知道到底发生什么事。
Can you take a look at it?
你可以帮我看一看吗
？And they would say this.
他们会这么说。
Oh, that's easy.
他会说这个太简单了。
They look at it and they just say it's easy.
他们看一看，然后跟我说这个太简单了。
And they wouldn't help me.
但是他不会帮我。
So it's too easy to help you.
太简单，我不知道怎么帮你。
You know this.
你知道的。
You can do it yourself.
你自己可以解决，没问题的。
And then they leave.
然后他们就离开我去了。
And I'm stuck with this homework I don't understand.
然后我还是面对一个我没法理解的家庭作业。
There was something I was missing.
有一些部分我就是没有办法理解。
I was missing that enlightenment.
我所没有的就是那个开启。
I needed that inspiration.
我们需要那个开启。
But the light wasn't turning on.
但是这个电流老是没有接通。
And other people weren't helping me turn the light on.
而其他人也没有办法帮我把这个电流接通。
So Paul is praying for help to turn the light on.
所以保罗在这里祷告的是寻求帮助，能够把这个电流能够接通。
Because it doesn't matter whether you are a non-Christian or a Christian, you need help turning the light on.
不管你现在是基督徒，你不是基督徒。我们都需要帮助，能够把那个电源接通。
There are many people who spend their whole lives studying the Bible.
有很多人，他一生花一生的光阴在研读圣经。
Are they Christian?
他们是基督徒吗
？No，
不是的。
Another class I took in college was a religion class.
我另外有一个，我在修课的时候修了一门课是有关于宗教的。
It was Introduction to the New Testament.
这个宗教课呢是新约概论。
This wasn't seminary, so the professor was not Christian.
这个其实并不是一个神学院，所以那个教授他不是基督徒。
In fact, the professor had a nickname.
其实这个教授呢有一个绰号。
Their nickname was the Faith Killer.
这个教授的一个绰号就是信心的摧毁者。信仰的摧毁者。
This person spent their whole life studying the Bible.
这个教授他花一生的光阴时间在研读圣经。
Researching the original languages.
他会研读原始的原文。
Reading other commentaries.
他会研读所有的解经书。
Reading archaeological studies.
他会研读所有考古学的资料。
Reading the bestthat scholars had to write about.
他会去读当每个时代最好的学者所写出来的一些材料。
But yet this person felt it was their job to break people's faith.
但是这个人他有一个心意，他的一生的职分就是要摧毁别人的信仰。
My professor's job was to make sure we did not know God.
那个教授他的工作就是要确认来修他的课人没修他的课的学生没有办法认识神。
She knew all about God.
他知道关乎神的一切的事情。
She knew more about the Bible than I do.
他比我对于圣经的知识不晓要多过多少倍。
She was a professor.
他是一位教授。
She had lots of academic letters before her name.
她的职称的前面有很多她在学术上的成就。
But when she read the Bible, she didn't get it.
但是她读圣经的时候，她没有办法真的认识。
It didn't make a difference in her life.
这个圣经对她的人生没有产生任何的改变。
It didn't change her.
没有办法改变她。
She didn't know God.
因为她不认识神。
I read one theologian who said the Bible is just waiting to come alive when you read it.
有一位神学家说, 这个圣经你在读的时候就是要等它会使一个人从死里复生。
It's not alive, but when you read it through faith, it comes alive.
并不是说真正的所谓的死里复活，然而是说你在读圣经的时候，这个圣经的话会变成活的。Paul
says, I disagree.
保罗说，我不认同。The
word is already alive.
保罗在这里说，神的话就是活的。It's
already active.
它就正在工作当中。It's
already got the power for you to know God.
神的话本身就带着能力让你可以认识神。But
what you're missing is inspiration.
但是你所欠缺的就是照明。You're
missing enlightenment.
你欠缺那个开启。And
that's why Paul prays for the Holy Spirit's ministry.
这是为什么保罗要祷告求圣灵要在我们当中要动工。I
hope whenever you read your Bible, you pray for the Holy Spirit's ministry.
我希望我们在读圣经的时候，我们先要到神的面前，求圣灵要开启我们心中的眼睛。Because
if we don't, we are in danger of reading the Bible like a fact.
因为我们很可能会掉到一个危险当中，我们只是在追求一些知识。Studying
the Bible like a textbook.
我们在研读圣经的时候，好像当作课教科书一样来研读。Without
the light going on.
如果你的电源没有接通的话。So
we need to pray for the Holy Spirit.
所以我们必须要祷告祈求圣灵来帮助我们。Holy
Spirit, give me that wisdom.
圣灵给我智慧。Give
me that revelation.
给我启示。I
want to know God better.
我要真认识神。And
that's the Holy Spirit's ministry.
那是圣灵的工作。That's
enlightenment.
那是圣灵的开启。And
that is why Paul prays.
这是为什么保罗做出这样的祷告。And
I hope that we pray like that when we read our Bibles.
希望我们在读圣经的时候，我们也要做这样的祷告。Let's
continue on in verse 18.
让我们继续来读18节。Now
of course he prays for the eyes of our heart to be enlightened.
当然，那这篇祷告说，并且照明你们心中的眼睛。But
it's for a purpose.
但是是有目的的。And
we know what that purpose is.
我们知道那个目的是什么?
To know God.
真认识神。But
he brings up three specific aspects that we should know.
但是他接下来他就分成三个方面，我们需要认识神。He
says, I pray that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened.
他说，并且照明你们心中的眼睛。
In order that you may know the hope to which he has called you.
使你们知道他的恩召有何等指望。
The first thing we should know is the hope to which you have been called.
第一个我们主要知道就是那个指望,什么指望呢? 就是他的恩召有何等的指望。
Paul is talking about something that happened in the past.
保罗这边所说的是一件事情,这件事情在每一个基督徒身上已经发生过了。
What you need right now is to know something about the past.
你们现在所需要知道的是已经发生在你们身上过去的事情，你们要知道。That
God has called you.
神在你身上有一个恩召。That
he has saved you.
他已经呼召了你，他已经拯救了你。That
he has done a mighty work in Christ.
在基督里面他做了一件何等大的事。To
ransom you from sin.
把你从罪恶当中救拔了出来。
And so it doesn't matter what we're feeling right now.
所以你现在你的感觉是怎么样，其实不是太重要。
You may wrestle with, am I really saved?
你可能有些时候你在怀疑说，我到底是不是真的被拯救了呢？
God, I don't feel you right now.
神啊，我现在好像感觉不到你。You
need to know what God has done in the past.
你需要知道神在你身上已经完成的工作。God's
done a mighty calling on your life.
神在你身上有一个神圣的呼召。
And it's in the past.
而且已经完成了。
It doesn't change.
它不会改变的。
It's still the same calling today as it was when you were saved.
它今天跟那当天所呼召你的时候是同一个呼召。
You've been called to be holy.
你被呼召要成为圣洁。
You've been called to be his sons and his daughters.
你被呼召成为神的儿女。
You've been called out of sin and darkness.
你被呼召要脱离罪恶，脱离黑暗。
This is what you need to know.
这个是你需要知道的。
God has called you.
神已经呼召了你。
There's a second thing we need to know.
第二件事我们需要知道。
The riches of his glorious inheritance in the saints.
他在圣徒中得的基业有何等丰盛的荣耀。
Now it's interesting that he doesn't say our glorious inheritance.
他这边很奇怪，他不是说在地上的基业。
He says the riches of his glorious inheritance.
他所说的不是说我们的基业，他讲的是他的基业。
So not only do you need to know something in the past,
不单单我们需要知道我们过去神所做的，
but you need to know something in the future.
而且我们需要知道未来我们是会发生什么事。
That you are God's inheritance.
你们是神的基业。
Inheritance is always something that happens in the future.
基业或者是遗产都是将来才会发生的事情。
It's something you wait for.
是一些你在期待将来会发生的事。
And so we are God's inheritance.
我们是神的基业。
That's why he says the riches of his glorious inheritance in the saints.
这是为什么他说他在圣徒中得的基业有何等丰盛的荣耀。
God's inheritance is in us.
神的基业是在圣徒中。
He bought us to be his inheritance.
他赎买我们成为他的基业。
And the glorious celebration in the book of Revelations is coming into that inheritance.
所以我们怎么样是去领受这个，我们需要去认识到这个基业。
When God finally takes hold of his inheritance that he paid with such a great price.
他将来他所付的这个赎价所得到的会成为他的基业。
Are you feeling down today?
你今天是不是情绪低落呢？
Are you feeling like you can't get anything right?
你是不是感觉好像我做什么事都好像不顺我的心
？Have you failed？
你是不是在很多事上你觉得你是个非常失败的人
？Have you fought with sin and lost？
你是不是正在跟一些罪恶、跟一些不好的事情在正在征战、正在搅扰你
？Paul says there's something you need to know。
保罗在这边说，有一些东西是你们需要知道的。
You are God's glorious inheritance.
你们是神非常荣耀的基业。
That's why Paul says you need to know the riches of his glorious inheritance.
这是为什么神会在说他在圣徒中得的基业有何等丰盛的荣耀。
You are God's inheritance.
你们是神的基业。
Not just a small inheritance.
并不只是一个很小的一个遗产。
Not just some leftover inheritance.
并不是一些好像没有人看得起的一些小财产。
Your glorious inheritance.
有何等丰盛的荣耀的基业。
Your is rich inheritance.
是非常丰盛的财产。
So we need to know our calling in the past.
我们需要神已经在我们生命当中的呼召，那是发生在过去的。
We need to know the glory in the future.
我们需要我们的未来是有一个荣耀的一个结局。
But there's one more thing Paul tells us we need to know.
但是还有一件事情保罗要告诉我们的。
It's in verse 19.
在第十九节。
And his incomparably great power for us who believe.
并知道他向我们这信的人所显的能力是何等浩大。
That means as we live through our life right now, we don't just have to depend on the past and the future.
也就是说，我们现在正在生活当中，我们不是单单只是依靠着过去发生的事情，或是未来的盼望。
We rely on our calling in the past.
我们没有错，我们需要知道我们曾经被有这样子圣洁的呼召。
Christ's power to save us from sin.
在基督当中神奇妙的拯救我们要脱离罪恶。
We look forward to the future of glory.
并且我们为着未来的荣耀的盼望我们有一个内心一个真实的盼望。
But he does not leave us powerless now.
但是我们现在呢我们现在并不是软弱无力的。
He says he has given you incomparably great power.
他说他向我们这信的人所显的能力是何等浩大。
Right now,
现在
our greatest need is not for something new.
我们所最大的需要并不是什么新的东西。
Some people like to say, Lord, we need a new, fresh power.
有些人说，主啊，我们需要非常新鲜活泼的新的能力。
We need a fresh revelation.
我们需要一个非常新鲜的一个复兴，大的复兴。
God, we need you to do a mighty new working in this place.
神啊，我们需要你在这个地方要就做一件新奇的事物。
Paul says, you already have God's power now.
保罗在这里说，你们心中已经有那样的能力。
And it's incomparable.
而且是所显能力是浩大的能力。
You think of all the great miracles through the Bible.
我们在看圣经当中各样的神迹奇事的时候。
God's power that we have is incomparable.
你跟这些所有的神迹奇事比较神在我们身上那个能力那个神迹是大过远远大过这所有的神迹奇事的。
Any power you can name on this earth.
在这个地球上面你所能够举出来提出来的任何一个神迹奇事
cannot compare to the power of God that you have right now
没有办法跟我们心中有的那个能力相比较
and the wonderful thing is that Paul describes this power
而最奇妙的事情就是保罗怎么样来描述这个能力
this is not just a power that's theoretical
这个能力并不是只是在停留在理论上的
it's not just a power thatWe just have to believe.
不是说这个能力我们相信头脑里面相信就够了。
It's not Paul saying, just trust me on this one.
保罗并不在这里说你就信我吧。
But Paul says, it's been demonstrated.
保罗在这边指出这个能力已经被彰显出来了。
Let's finish up verse 19.
让我们把19节读完。
That power is like the working of his mighty strength which he exerted in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly realms.
中文圣经在二十节，这就是照他在基督身上所运行的大能大力，使他从死里复活，叫他在天上坐在自己的右边。
Far above all rule and authority, power and dominion, and every title that can be given, not only in this present age, but also in the one to come.
远超过一切执政的、掌权的、有能的、主治的和一切有名的，不但是今世的，连来世的也都超过了。
And God placed all things under his feet and appointed him to be head over everything for the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills everything in every way.
又将万有伏在他的脚下，使他为教会做万有之首。教会是他的身体，是那充满万有者所充满的。
God has given us incomparably great power.
神所赐我们给我们能力是很等浩大的能力是无法比较的能力
And it's the exact same power that he worked through Christ
而这个能力就是主耶稣基督身上的那个能力
What does his power look like?
耶稣基督身上的能力是什么呢
It's the power that raised Jesus from the dead
这个能力使耶稣基督 从死里复活
It's the power that overcame the greatest enemy that we have
这个能力是把这我们所能面对的最大的仇敌打败了
which is death
也就是死亡
death is very unnatural
死亡是非常不自然的一件事情
even though it's all around us
虽然死亡随时随地都在发生
and it's the only thing in this world we cannot escape
这是世界上唯一的一件事情没有一个人可以逃脱
some people claim the only things you cannot escape are death and taxes
很多人说我们这一辈子其实除了死亡还有一个东西你是没法逃脱那就是要缴税
But if you have not filled in your taxes yet
如果你今年还没有报税表的话
And you die
你死了
The great relief is you will not need to fill out any taxes
你死了以后你税你就逃掉了你不用再付那个税了
The only thing we cannot escape in this world is death
我们在这个世上唯一没办法逃脱的就是死亡
And in resurrecting Jesus from the dead, God showed his great power.
耶稣基督从死里复活就显明神的大能大力。
He overcame death itself.
他胜过了死亡。
Death is dead.
死亡已经死了。
Do you want power?
你要能力吗?
Do you feel weak today?
你今天你觉得自己软弱吗?
Paul says, you gotta look to Christ.
保罗在这边说, 你要看一看耶稣基督。
The same power that raised Christ from the dead is in you.
那个从使耶稣基督从死里复活的能力就在你的心中。
You don't need a new power.
你不需要一个新的能力。
You just need to use the power you already have.
你需要把你心中已经有的能力要彰显出来。
You just don't know you have it.
你不知道你有那样的能力。
So Paul says you need to know God.
所以保罗在这里说你需要认识神。
You need to know this power that is within you.
你需要认识到神已经把能力赐给你在你的心中。
It's not a power from ourselves.
这个能力不是我们自己产生出来的。
We're not superheroes.
我们并不是什么超人。
This power comes from God.
这个能力是从神来的。
And it's the same power that overcame death itself.
而且这个能力就是那个战胜死亡的那个同样的能力。
But that's not all this power can do.
这并不是单单是这个能力所能做的。
Paul says this power is also the same power that exalted and glorified Christ.
而且这个能力也使耶稣基督高升在这个世上成为元首。
This power brought Christ out of the grave.
这个能力使耶稣基督从坟墓里面出来。
And this power brought Christ to heaven.
而且能力把耶稣提到天上。
And enthroned Jesus at God's right hand.
而且坐在至大者的右边。
The right hand is the place of power and authority.
在一个王者的右边是指的能力，指的权柄说的。
Where Christ reigns and rules.
耶稣基督如今已经作王了。
Paul says that God has placed all things under Christ's feet.
在这边讲到说，保罗说把一切的东西都伏在耶稣的脚下。
That takes a lot of power.
那是很大的能力。
It takes a lot of human power just to put anything under my feet.
要把很多东西摆在我的脚下，就需要人很多的力气了。
Maybe it's easy for something small.
也许东西如果小一点的话，好像比较容易处理。An
ant?
如果是一只蚂蚁的话。Maybe
a little bit more effort and power for a mountain.
如果是一座山，那可能要很大很大的力气。
But what kind of power does God need to put everything under Christ's foot?
但是要把世上所有的东西要伏在耶稣的脚下，这个能力是何等大的能力呢？
To put everything in this world under Christ's authority.
把这个世上一切的事情都顺服在耶稣的权柄之下。
That's an incomparable power.
那是超过我们所能想象，是没有办法比较的，何等浩大的能力。
And we have that power.
我们有这样的能力。
That's the power that's at work within you.
那个能力就在我们的心中正在运作。
Do you need power over sin?
你需要能力来胜过罪吗？
You've got it.
你已经有了那个能力。
Do you need power to persevere?
你需要能力来胜过一切吗？
You already have it.
你已经有了那个能力。
Do you need power to be joyful in the circumstances?
你需要能力能够享受一个喜乐的生命吗？
You've got it.
你已经有了那个能力。
Do you need power to be light in the darkness?
你需要一个能力，当你在黑暗当中，你能够有那个光吗？
You've already got it.
你已经有了那个能力。
You have this incomparable power.
你有的是一个何等浩大的能力。
In Christ.
在耶稣基督里。
Paul says you need to know it.
保罗说你们需要认识。
Of course, not just know about it.
当然并不是单单认识关乎这个事情。
But to know it.
但是要真认识它。
You need to experience it.
你需要在生命当中经历这件事情。
You need to grow deeper in it.
你需要在生命当中更深的成长。
This is our greatest need, church.
这是一个非常令人兴奋的一个真理。
Whatever your need.
不管你需要什么。
Whatever your circumstance.
不管你处在什么样的境况当中。
You want to be the best husband?
你想要做一个这世上最好的丈夫吗？
The best wife?
你需要做一个最好的妻子吗？
The best parent?
你需要做一个好的父母吗？
The best Christian?
你要做一个好的基督徒吗？
The answer is you need to know God better.
答案是我们需要更深的真认识神。
If you don't have that power yet,
如果你还没有这个能力,
If God has not called you His own yet,
如果神在你的生命当中从来没有呼召过你，
If you do not consider yourself a Christian,
如果在座有人不认为自己是基督徒的，
I still know what your greatest need is.
我仍然知道你最大的需要是什么。
Your greatest need is to know God better.
你最大的需要就是真认识这位神。
So let me close in prayer by reading this passage in Ephesians again.
我们要用保罗这段祷告当作祷告，我们来结束今天的信息。
Well, Paul prays for the Ephesian church. Let that be our prayer today.
保罗为以弗所教会的祷告，成为我们今天的祷告。
That we may know God.
我们可以真认识神。
Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
We praise you, our God and Father of the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you for blessing us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ.
他在基督里曾赐给我们天上各样属灵的福气。
We thank you for choosing us in Him before the creation of the world to be holy and blameless in His sight.
就如神从创立世界以前，在基督里拣选了我们，使我们在他面前成为圣洁，无有瑕疵。
We thank you that in love you predestined us to be adopted as your sons through Christ Jesus.
我们感谢你，又因爱我们，就按着自己意志所喜悦的，预定我们借着耶稣基督得儿子的名分。
Because of your pleasure and your will.
按着你自己的意志。
To the praise of your glorious grace.
使他荣耀的恩典得着称赞。
Which you have freely given us in Christ.
这恩典是他在爱子里所赐给我们的。
For this reason.
因此。
We pray.
我们祷告。
We keep asking.
我们常常要求。
God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the glorious Father, may you give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation.
我们求我们的主耶稣基督的神，荣耀的父，将那赐人智慧和启示的灵赏给我们。
That we may know you better.
使我们真认识他。
I pray that the eyes of our hearts may be enlightened.
我在这里要祷告，求神照明我们心中的眼睛。
In order that we may know the hope to which you have called us.
我们可以明白你的恩召有何等的指望。
The riches of his glorious inheritance in us.
你在我们当中所得的基业有何等丰盛的荣耀。
And his incomparably great power for us who believe.
你向我们这信的人所显的能力是何等的浩大。
That power, like the working of His mighty strength, which He exerted in Christ, which He raised from the dead and seated at His right hand in the heavenly realm.
就是照他在基督身上所运行的大能大力，使他从死里复活，叫他在天上坐在自己的右边。
Paul's prayer is our prayer today.
保罗祷告就是我们今天的祷告。
Holy Spirit, do that ministry in us.
圣灵啊，求你坐在我们当中。
Without you, we are blind.
如果没有你的工作，我们就像是瞎眼的人一样。
We can stare at your word forever and not get it.
我们可以盯着圣经读，一读再读，但是没有办法明白。
Lord, we need your Holy Spirit to come into us and turn the light on.
主啊，我们求你差遣圣灵在我们心中把那个电源打开，好叫我们有那个开启。
We need you because when we read your word, we want to know you.
我们需要你，因为我们在读神的话语的时候，我们需要更多的认识你。
Holy Spirit, who knows the mind and will of God, reveal the Father to us.
圣灵明白我们心中的心意，他会把父神要开启在我们的心中。
Give us, Lord, a spirit of wisdom.
主啊，赐给我们智慧的灵。
Fill our hearts and minds with you.
让我们心中充满着你的心意。
That we may know you better.
所以我们可以更深地认识你。
Give us a spirit of revelation.
把那个启示的灵赏给我们。
That we may see you.
我们可以看见你。
That we may see your glory.
我们可以看见你的荣耀。
That we may see your grace.
我们可以看见你的恩典。
This is our desire.
这是我们心中的渴求。
And this is our prayer.
这是我们的祷告。
And we pray this in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
我们将祷告是奉靠耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.